Hey friends, welcome to my update video. It's been about a week since I've done one of these, but it's good to be here with you. Hey, in a few moments, I'm going to begin a little mini series all about the idea of speaking in tongues. What is speaking in tongues? Is it for everybody? How do you receive that gift? How do you use that gift? What are the benefits of using that gift? What are the dangers? Are there any of using that gift? I'm going to try to answer a lot of questions and get real practical as well with that. Jump into that in a moment. Let me do four quick practicals before I do that. Number one, if you're on my YouTube channel or my audio podcast, please do consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Secondly, if you're interested, I am based in New England, lead a group of churches here. You'll find out more about my churches on my website, gjm.org, but we would love to see if we can help you in any way there. Thirdly, if you're watching this video and you're not yet a believer, which means a follower of Jesus Christ, I'd love to talk to you about what it really means to become a Christian, to become a disciple of Jesus. Love to talk to you about your soul. If you're interested, I'll do a private one-on-one Zoom call or phone call with you. There'll be an email or contact link below. And I'm not trying to do a debate with anybody. I want to lead you to Jesus. But if you've got questions, we have answers. And I'd love to talk to you about that. And lastly, a big thank you to all of the friends and partners of Graham Jones Ministries. Appreciate you all, those who pray, those who send us on mission. And if you're not yet a partner, why not pray about becoming a partner? Again, link below, and there's so much more going on you will find there. Good. So let's talk for a few moments about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is an amazing thing, and I find it amazing that the church in large doesn't talk about this that much. I saw an interview about 2 years ago with the Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of the Anglican Church in the UK, the worldwide Anglican Communion. And, you know, the interviewer asked him if he spoke in tongues. And he's like, of course I speak in tongues. Speak in tongues every day. Most normal, I don't want to say boring, but yeah, even at times boring, normal. It's a normative part of the Christian life. And it's interesting, it's probably only really here in America. There are only two places I know where people even have a problem with the the gift, the practice of speaking in tongues. Number one, here in America, where there's still a lot of churches like the Southern Baptist Convention, things like that, that have a false, heretical teaching against the gifts of the Spirit called cessationism. And the only other place you'll tend to see that doctrine is in missions, usually in third world countries, where the missionaries are supported with finance from America, from those traditional groups. And none of that, it's interesting, even the people now who go to the Bible schools like Dallas Theological Seminary, this teaching that the gifts of the Spirit passed away does not hold water. There's nothing in the Bible that says that. The Bible says one day all the gifts of the Spirit will pass away when Jesus returns, but they haven't. It denies scripture, that teaching. It denies the history of the church over the last 2,000 years. Over the last 2,000 years, we see in every century the gifts of the Spirit manifesting in the church. People like Augustine in the 4th century spoke about speaking in tongues. Where I am from in Wales, the patron saint of Wales is St. David. St. David was a young man who was on fire for God, decided he'd go to Rome on a pilgrimage. And it says that when he hit the shores of Gaul, which is northern France, he says he was filled with the Spirit and spoke in tongues and decided he didn't need to go to Rome after all. He did what we call a UE here in New England, went back to Wales and preached Christ in the power of the Spirit. And I believe it's so vital that all of us get this experience. I do think at times there are false teachings like cessationism, the idea that the gifts have passed away. At times, though, people can simply have beliefs which they've acquired over times, not from the Bible, that are not useful, that are hindering them getting this gift. I've met quite a few people who think they've asked God for this gift and God has chosen not to give it to them. And usually it comes down to the idea they are waiting for God to come and grab a hold of their mouth and force them to speak in tongues. Now, occasionally, God is God, and he has different ways of reaching all of us. But You know, we need to learn to cooperate with the Spirit of God. And in the next few days, I'm going to speak about how to practically receive that gift of speaking in tongues. Let me tell you quickly my story. I became a believer in a Billy Graham crusade in Liverpool Soccer Stadium in 1984. I remember probably about 6 months later reading the book by Nicky Cruz. Nicky Cruz was the young gang member who was the subject of the book, The Cross and the Switchblade, David Wilkinson. You might have seen the movie back in the day. And Nicky Cruz, in his book, Run Baby Run, there was a passage where he speaks about going to Bible school. I think it was an Assemblies of God Bible school, and going into a chapel one evening and being filled with the Spirit, beginning to speak it in tongues. Talk about liquid glory and honey pouring all over him and ecstasy. And you know, I'm a 14-year-old boy. I remember reading that book going, man, I want that experience. I want to have that experience of God. So I went into a field in the middle of the night because I didn't want to wake up my parents, and took my dog for a walk at 3 a.m. And I'm in this field in the UK and I'm shouting out, right, God, give me the Holy Spirit. And nothing happens. So I shouted louder and louder and louder. I yelled at God for an hour, begged him, pleaded him, tried to do deals with him, anything I could think of to get God to fill me with the Holy Spirit, and nothing worked. And after an hour, I trudged home, 4 a.m., I'm tired, I'm miserable, my poor dog is looking at me like, you're crazy. You know, it's an interesting thing, I woke up, and I think it was about 4 or 5 days later, I'd forgotten all about this now, I'd forgotten all about that field experience. A few days later, I woke up, I'm half asleep, half awake, about 5 a.m., the sun is coming up, and I'm in my bedroom, you know, young kid, and I suddenly realize somebody's speaking in tongues. And then I realized it was me. Now, that's what I want you to catch here. God has his way of getting past everybody. But at times we come, like Naaman the leper, to God and say, here's how you must do the supernatural thing you want to do in my life. And I believe we should come and say, Lord, do it in your way in my life. So, as I said, over the next few days, I want to give you some principles. Let me read really quickly 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. It says, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not, repeat not, want you to be ignorant. You know that we know that you were Gentiles carried away by dumb idols, by idols that don't speak. Interesting. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that nobody speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and nobody can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Now, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to one for the profit of all. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith, to another gifts of healings, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. You know, again, I'm going to take a few days and unpack this with you, but let me begin today just by answering one question. Why should I speak in tongues? What is the point? What is the benefit? What is the reason that one might want to speak in tongues? And let me give you three quick answers to that. Number one, I believe it's God's will. Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5, he says, I want you all to speak in tongues. That's what your Bible says. Yeah, the black book, the Bible. Yeah, if we say we believe the Bible, he says here, I want you all to speak in tongues. I have been in ministry now for about 35 years. I've never met one person, not one, who wanted this gift, who didn't receive it, if they'd get some simple teaching and some instruction. So there's a part of this gift that I believe God wants us to have it. Secondly, there is a personal use of the gift in tongues, which is so powerful. We'll get there in another teaching, but Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, when you speak in tongues, when you prophesy, you edify and build up somebody else. When you speak in tongues, you edify and build up yourself. Jude, the epistle of Jude, only one chapter, verse 19 and 20, it says, you beloved, build yourselves up in your faith. Keep your heart in the love of God by praying in the Spirit. And I would say praying in the Spirit is primarily praying in tongues. So when we pray in tongues, we build up ourselves. We build up and strengthen our faith. We keep our heart in the love of God. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 28, I believe it is, and it's quoted here by Paul in 1 Corinthians 14, "With stammering lips and another tongue, I will speak to my people." And then he says in the next verse, "This is the rest, this is the refreshing, says the Lord." And there is something glorious. You know, in a sense, part of our combat, our mission, the warfare we are in as a Christian is to bring what we already have in our spirit into our soul and then into our body and then into the world around us. And when we're praying in tongues, it's our spirit that prays. We're praying the perfect will of God. We're praying mysteries we cannot know. And I believe when we pray in tongues, we edify ourselves. We bring the life of the Spirit into our soul. I would say this lastly as well. You know, for years, Pentecostals have taught about the gift of tongues being like the initial evidence of the filling of the Spirit. I'm not certain I agree with that, but I know what they mean. I don't really disagree either. I like to put it this way. I think the gift of tongues is the gateway gift. People talk about a gateway drug. Well, it's not a drug, but it's the gateway gift to all the other gifts. And the more you pray in the Spirit, the more the things of the Spirit are real to you, and the less the things of the flesh are real to you. I was listening to one of the people I know on planet Earth who moves in word of knowledge more than anybody I know, maybe the second person. Probably Sean Bolts is the biggest, but you know, just an amazing guy who's moved in word of knowledge for 50 years. And literally, I think he gave the testimony, he wasn't boasting. He said, "I've never got this wrong. It's like when God speaks, I know it's God who speaks." And he gave the testimony of going to see an older man of God called Harry Greenwood, really amazing man, worth listening to. He went to be with the Lord in the late 80s, I believe. But going to see this man and saying, "I can't hear God." And this man said, "Well, firstly, stop saying you can't hear God, because the Bible says my sheep know my voice." But he said, secondly, he said, "How long is your drive to work?" And this guy said, "I drive an hour and a half each way." He said, "Pray in tongues all that way." And he said, as you pray in tongues, literally, it's like you wash your mind of unbelief. As you pray in tongues, the things of the Spirit get so real that the things on earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And this guy said, and I don't want to misquote him, I think he prayed in tongues for about 6 months and suddenly began to hear from God, and it became clearer and clearer and clearer. So you want this gift. Come on, I'll finish here today, but my goal in this series is to do two things. Number one, to say if you don't have this gift, ask God and he'll give it to you. Come to one of my services, we'll pray, you'll get it. But secondly, there's so many people who have this gift and don't use this gift. That's the saddest thing. That's even sadder than not having the gift. Yeah, they can speak in tongues, but hardly ever do. Frankly, they forget it's not part of the ongoing experience in the things of God. So I would encourage you to ask God, seek him, plow into this, pursue this gift, seek and you will find. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll be back tomorrow with another teaching on this. Do hit the subscribe button down there and share this video. Bye for now.